Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. You can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is The Home Team 512. And leave us a comment, a like, or a complaint, and we will definitely respond. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And I know you wanted to say something
so bad,
Wyatt.
Well, you say complaint. We don't get complaints, really.
Wait till today.
Oh, really? You think so?
Because we get to talk about the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys and the Longhorns.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the Cowboys today.
First, yeah, the Cowboys. So, I'm going to say it, the Cowgirls at this point.
You just need to shut up and let me answer.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Now you can see the real Jerry Jones.
So it is so bad that Jerry is – Jerry – apologized. That's how bad the Cowboys are. He apologized for his behavior, but he only lost it because his team sucks.
Well, you've seen the reports. It says,
can we say that?
Yeah, you can say that. Okay, good. Yeah, because they do. They suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it said anybody that has a Cowboy jersey in the Dallas area show up for practice on Monday.
So, you know, it's funny. We were hem-hawing back and forth, you know, Dak this, Dak that, you know, and
feel bad for him.
No matter how good or bad the team is, it has never been more clear to me that Dak was the unequivocal leader of that team.
Most certainly.
Because now that he's gone from the, they're not even trying,
they're falling
dude.
Apart.
They're not even, they lost to a football team that doesn't have a name.
Yeah. Well, everyone keeps on saying that this year. It's true though, Washington. Yeah, but the thing is you know, some people have to step up. That's when you have to step up.
But who?
But you have to come back to this, and let's rewind a little bit.
The seventh round draft pick, and everybody's like, maybe he's Tom Brady. No, he's not.
They're complaining about coaching, and I'm going to have to agree with them because, you know, Dak was he was going to break records this year if he'd kept on going, but yet they were still losing.
Yeah.
That's coaching.
Yeah.
That's coaching.
I mean, but you got to think, last year they had like the number one offense and like the number four or five defense, and they went 8-8.
Right.
So.
Yeah, ever since Jimmy Johnson, he messed up kicking Jimmy Johnson out.
That's been like 25 years.
I'm not over it,
at
Troy.
This point,
I'm not over it, Troy. Well, no, I'm still not over him firing Tom Landry.
Yeah.
It took me a while to go back to the Cowboys. I have to be honest.
I got to admit, once they started winning, I jumped right back on.
I jumped on that bandwagon. But I didn't want him to.
Let's think about it. Their quarterback's name was Troy. How can I not like a team with the quarterback's name of Troy?
Troy. That's true. That's true. Well, that was a good team.
Yeah.
That was the team that Herschel Walker bought.
Yes, it did.
That was the trade that you know, Herschel Walker over to the Minnesota Vikings. That's where they got all those recruits. Those first round.
Let's just let this sink in, folks.
See, this is what Cowboy fans do.
It's so bad.
We're going back 25.
So bad.
We're talking
about the Herschel Walker draft.
Well, hey,
and it's 2020.
We're saying that they're good ones, right?
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. That's back with horse-drawn carriages and stuff, but who cares?
You know, and it's in my opinion. And in my opinion, it's just like everybody else's opinion. I just watch a lot of sports, so I feel like my opinion's valid, but it's only valid to me.
Okay.
In my opinion, the organization had a nice little run about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, where they kind of bolstered up the line. Yeah, you know, they got Dak in the third, fourth round. You know, just some good things happened. They got Jalen Smith in the second round. They didn't get him for a year, but still first round quality.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But then about 2 years ago, whoever was doing the stuff before, they must have quit. Because since then, they've got the highest paid running back who's fumbled more than anyone else on the team. They've got a highest paid linebacker who is literally a liability in the run game. They let the only corner on their team walk.
Right.
Just walk. They paid $20 million for a wide receiver and then drafted the exact same wide receiver in the draft last year. So they have two of the same guys. I mean, it's just everything they've done for, as far as a personnel stance over the last 2 years, 3 years, has been, and every offseason signee, every single one but one is either traded, not playing, or on injured reserve. But so their entire offseason was wasted.
You know what the reason I think is Jerry Jones is money-driven, right? We all know that. He's money-driven. But yet, in lieu of all that, they are still make more than any other NFL team. In fact, there's only one other sports team in the world that makes more than him, that's Manchester United. So he's making some money. His motivation's out there. He can be if he's to start to lose some money, there'd be some changes, I think. I don't know.
I have no idea. It hurts my heart. It just hurts my heart.
Well, okay, so the Houston Texans, they had a go at it.
I'm hoping
that they finally realize they need a good coach. They have some good players.
You know, and that's the thing, too. Their coach took over the player role, and he ran off all the good players. I mean, there's literally in the last three years, they have pushed away three Hall of Famers.
Right.
Gone. You know?
Traded them for nothing.
Nothing. One of them just left.
Yeah.
You know?
He must have made some money on the side on that one.
You know, and being in the great state of Texas.
Right. Football is king.
Football is king. And to have the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys
be at the very bottom.
Be our representative.
At the very bottom. Well, okay,
it's
hold
disgusting.
On. Cowboys aren't at the bottom. their conference all sucks. So they're actually still in the hunt a little bit.
I guess they did beat the Giants.
Yeah.
But they lost to the team with no name.
They're all
like
in the
horse with no name.
But still, there's still a chance.
I feel like I'm in a desert on a horse with
no
name.
There's still a chance. I mean, I hate to say it, but there's still a chance. So it's not, I know, it's rough. I'm going to go try out next week. And I don't even know that I can run 10 yards, but I'm trying out. I've always wanted to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Help us all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You want to go try out with me?
You know, I'm an eternal optimist. I am. I believe everything's always going to be better. I do.
Yeah.
But I tell you what.
That's
between the
one.
Cowboys and the Longhorns in 2020, they might have cracked me this year.
Well, Zeke better be hurting. If you're getting paid that much, he better start being a workhorse.
So let's go on to the future.
The future?
Yeah. I mean, we got Tua Tagovailoa.
How do you say that?
I don't know. I just call
him
Tua.
You did pretty good. You did good. Yeah. Tua.
Tua. You know, he gets his first full start. And
that's a guy you can't help but like.
You know.
He's just a good guy.
I mean, he was for the vaulted empire, you know, the evil empire of college football.
His backstory is pretty cool.
I mean, but he's just a good kid.
Yeah.
His throat, you know, he overcame injury. You know, he had a surgery just so he could make sure he played in the next game. I mean, this guy's a football player. And he's all the thing that's good about the NFL, or at least football, in my opinion.
Just this story. I love that's a sport. A good sport story is what makes you follow.
And so, you know, I'm excited to see what he does. You know, so we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, but he's this is actually this 2019 recruiting draft might actually be one of the best as far as quarterbacks in a long time. Burrow's he's doing well, and
he's
then
so good.
The Oregon kid, you know, Herbert, he's doing well.
Herbert's doing well.
You know, so this might be a really good class for quarterbacks. So, you know, in a couple years we might have a big battle. We might have, you know, another one of those Brady things. You know, we'll see. You know, and Tom Brady's
Tom
out
Brady.
There.
Brady's doing good.
Yes, he is.
And I called it. I think he's doing better than his past coach. The Patriots may not make the playoffs, and I think the Buccaneers are going to.
You know, the only thing that would make it easier for the Buccaneers is if they're in the Cowboy division.
That's true. This is true.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, they're looking good. They are talking about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But so hopefully they won't do that.
Right.
Because I think they have the team put together. I think it's just a little bit of chemistry, a little bit more chemistry, and they're going to have a good season.
Yeah.
So it's definitely moving in the direction that Tom is better than Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, you've been listening to The Home Team, and we're very sorry if you're a Cowboys fan. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And if you are a Cowboys fan and you need some consoling, please reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is The Home Team 512, and we will see you in just a minute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for education and entertainment. If you have any questions, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And trust me, when we get done with this, you're going to want to leave us a comment. It's going to be on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Yep, and that's at The Home Team 512. You know, and Wyatt, it's you know, it's real estate. You know, it's Austin. It's the greater Texas, you know, greater Central Texas area, and it's an oxymoron. I mean, it's the hardest thing for me to explain right now.
As far as the situation doesn't add up. I mean, you'd think that, you know, people, you know, that the housing market would be like it is.
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, the unemployment rate in the state of Texas currently is 6.9%, which is not high, but not as bad as it was 10 years ago.
Right.
The unemployment in the United States is 7.9%.
Okay.
And, you know, so roughly, so the new numbers are kind of out. The unemployment continuing claims has fallen below 8 million. Mm-hmm. Now, how many of those people are going to be reapplying on the, you know, the COVID assistance and things like that? We don't know that number,
right.
But the number is falling.
Sure.
The initial claims is under 800,000. So that has fallen. So everything's moving in the right direction, but the housing market has exploded.
Oh, it's insane.
And the volume is the total dollars, right? The total dollars of sales in September, the volume increased by 51% last month.
And those avid listeners out there, you know, it's not something we just say each time, like, wow, we're amazed. It's each month it increases.
Yes.
So it's not that. So I would quit saying wow if it didn't increase and get better every month. If it was the same as last month, you know, you'd probably get used to it. That's the norm. It's not the norm. It keeps on upping itself each month.
The year over year for the last 3 months has increased 1%. It was 10% just 3 months ago,
right.
11% 2 months ago, and 12% last month. That breaks down to, and we've been saying this for a while, but now all of a sudden we're seeing it in annual numbers. That breaks down to an appreciation of 1% a month.
So you're making 1% on your dollar a month.
A month, not a year.
So 12% return, you can actually watch your money grow. A lot of times you put it in there, you're like, did it grow yet? You check, and you go, oh, I got a couple. No, you can actually bank on it.
I mean, if you put an offer on a home at the beginning of September or November, let's just say November.
Right.
By the end, and let's say it's a $300,000 offer, right? And it gets accepted. By the time you close on it and finish at the end of November, it's worth $303,000.
That's insane. $3,000 you gained already.
Yeah. You know, and so, and if you use one of the lower cost, you know, 5-3% down programs and stuff like that, you got to think, you know, let's just say on that you put 3%, $9,000 plus the closing cost, you had to pay them all. So seven, so you put $16,000. Let's just say you brought $16,000 to the table.
Sure.
You know, down payment, closing cost, you everything. The seller paid for nothing. And you made $3,000 on that. I mean, that's like 35% a month.
That's insane.
I mean, that's good.
Same.
Right. And so
it's not easy to get a house right now though.
And that's the thing.
That's the thing right now. I mean, you're looking at 1.2 months now.
Right.
So of inventory.
So what that means is if not one more house came on the market in 1.2 months. So 0.2 is, you know, somewhere around 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a month and 9 days, there'd be no more houses to buy. They'd be gone. That's how short the inventory is. And this type of market, being that short of an inventory, traditionally creates this amazing appreciation, which we're having.
Right.
But it also, it creates abuse, buyer abuse. You know, the sellers become arrogant, I guess is the best way to put it. Oh, I'm not fixing that hole in the wall.
That's right.
You know, just because there's a beehive coming in, you know, I'm not doing it. I'll just put it back on the market.
Not my fault the water doesn't work.
You know, but it's not, if that hasn't happened.
Right.
And you know, the sellers are very confident, but because the interest rates are in the twos,
it's still out there.
The buyers can, you know, they can absorb the appreciation and things like that. The sellers are being very, and I don't know if that's because the quality of the realtor's better than it was the last time we went through this. I don't know why the sellers haven't become, arrogant, because I see both sides, because, you know, being the mortgage person, I'm kind of in the middle. And so I kind of get to see both sides and, you know, communicate with both sides. And it's a very mutual thing. And when something happens, you know, because here's the part that people don't understand, and this is the hardest part for me to explain. And I'm defending every mortgage person in Texas right now. You know, somebody says something about one of my competitors, I'm like, guys, I get it.
Yeah,
you need to understand. We are at 130% year-over-year growth.
Period.
130%. Our industry is very, very, very complicated. And so people in our industry, we have to grow them, and it takes a long time. So I can't get 130% more employees to join my team. No one can. And so therefore, we're just overworked.
Well, you have to look at here. You know, active listings are down 49%. But those active listings that are down 49%, what are they doing? They're refining.
Yes.
And they decide, hey, I'm not going to move, but I'm going to take advantage of this low percentage rate. So, yes, y'all have home sales coming in at you. You have refis coming at you. You have,
and every part crazy. Of the industry does.
Yeah. I mean, title, everybody.
Title,
appraisers. I mean, everyone is inundated with business right now.
You know,
have some patience.
And that's what it is. You just need to, you know, be, as long as you understand that going in, it's, you know, a 25-day contract is just not, it's just not something you should want to do to yourself.
Right.
Or to your seller or to the buyer or to the realtor or to the mortgage person. Do a 45-day contract.
But the mortgage person should be communicating that. Hey, we're having longer than usual closing times, and you know, it's saying it here, you know, 37 days to close.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is that people don't, you know, you say that because we're such a service, you know, everybody gets the money from the same place. So what makes me better than you is that my service is better.
Customer service. It's always customer service.
And so to tell someone, you know, it's hard for some originators who haven't built that book of business that, sure. that just keeps coming in and just keeps flowing. So it's hard for them to look at you and say, hey, look, I'm going to need at least 8 more days on every contract. I'm just because the appraisals are taking longer, titles taking
surveys,
longer.
Surveys, if you need
surveys
one.
Are taking longer. I can't get, you know, transcripts from the IRS because they're working at 10% capacity. You know, all these things are taking long, and it's hard for them to tell them that. So what happens is they take that 30-day contract and then they extend it 10 days.
Right.
You know, and it looks bad on the industry, and it's just it's
outside working with locks and stuff.
It's just well, you know, rates are just very good, so locks aren't a problem.
It's not really a problem.
Yeah, it's just, you know, rates are staying you know, so it's just not a problem, you know, and that was in the other part that we didn't really talk about, you know, being the real estate industry and everything. Now the rest of the country is about to, because they just released the gross domestic product for the third quarter. It was 33.1%. So now you would think because we lost 31 in the second quarter, we gained 33 in the third quarter, that it would be even. We'd be back at zero. It's not really that way. It's more, you know, it just takes more energy to get us above. We didn't need to be in the around low 40s or something in there to make us to where we broke complete even.
Well, so you got to pay your bills after you get that money.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and so, you know, we've been hearing about this V thing, V recovery, V shit, you know, da da da, you know, I hear K, V. I mean, when it drops 31 and jumps 33, we are having a V-shaped recovery. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah. And, so, and I'm imagining a V is better than a Z.
I think so. You know, it's definitely better than better than just a continual fall. You know, so the economy's moving in the right direction. The housing market's stronger than it's ever been. They've managed to keep interest rates lower than they've
now
ever been.
Now, are we talking Austin,
or
are we doing that nationwide?
This is all nationwide.
Okay,
at this
so
point.
But the housing market's better than it's ever been nationwide.
Oh, yes. And so, you know, the refinance market is huge, right? It's about 100% growth over last year. But the purchase market nationwide is still over 20%. So even as amazing as 2019 was, and as bad as that second quarter in 2020 was, we're still at an annualized 20% growth in purchases.
Interest rates are helping that out.
It's interest rates. You know, and so somebody was asking me this, and they're just like, why? Why has the economy? And the only thing that I can really come up with is that because most of the industries that were hurt are entertainment industries, you know, restaurants, bars, music, hotel, things like that. And so the only,
airlines.
You know, yes, airlines as well, but I wouldn't think about that. But most, you know, that's an entertainment movement and stuff like that.
Right.
So what I'm thinking is that most of those people employed in that industry just aren't in the housing market right now. Or in the beginning. They just weren't in the housing
they
market.
They weren't anyway.
You know, that's the only thing I got. That's all I can explain. Because a 31% growth in the middle or towards the end of a pandemic,
sure.
You know, closed sales, 31% growth with an 8 million continuing claims. It's very hard to drive these numbers to make sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things that I think people need to understand too is that, you know, these are booms. Okay. And when a boom comes and they say follows a bus, it's not a bus. It's just that once the rates start to creep back up, everything will slow down.
Sure.
You know, and it won't take much because, you know, rates were already, let's, you know, mid fours. You know, now we're in the mid twos.
Which was good.
Yes. But if we
mid fours was good.
Yeah. If we push up to the mid threes, though, all of a sudden the value of a refinance is just not as great.
Right.
You know, at 1%. In the beginning, you know, on $180,000, it's just not that much. You know, you're saving $50. Do you want to go through all this for $50? And you know, and most people are like, no. So you know, it won't take much to slow the refinance down, but the purchase market is still moving at a speed that's unexplainable.
So $50 over 20 years, though.
Right. You got that?
But Dave Ramsey, no. Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Dave
Ramsey, would he say to do that?
I mean, it's all, yes.
So at that point, it's not 30 years, it's 15 years probably, right? When you refinance, usually?
It should be. You know, I try to always bring down. It just depends. Everybody's situation on a refinance is different.
It's $9,000.
Yeah. I mean.
It's $9,000. Yeah.
But it's over 20 years.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's good. And it's bad, you know, but you have, you know what I'm saying? You have a cost and things like that. So you have to break that down. You know, and everybody's reason is their reason.
Sure.
So we just.
A lot of work for 50. You're right.
It's a lot of work, but you know, and it might not be that much because if you're trying to get a lower payment, $50 may not be the difference. Right. And you have to spend time. I mean, you got to buy an appraisal, things like that.
And not to go against that, but if somebody wanted to do a cash out, it's still not, that's not a bad thing.
Right. Now, cash out's different.
And you're going to save $50 and you're going to cash out, go for it.
Yeah. That's now, if you take cash, put it in your pocket and you save $50, that's even better.
That's better.
Yes. And those are great. So, you know, so I just think that if you're in the market or for a refinance and you've decided you need to do something now, before this starts to move back up, because by
when do you think? This, I mean, you can't. I'm not going to put. If you were going to guesstimate, in normal times, it's hard to do.
Best case, March, April would be my opinion.
Would start rising.
Yeah, yeah. And you listening to the Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, reach out to us on the Facebook.
Facebook
at the Home Team 512, and we will see you in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keep up with news from across Austin and around the world.
It's where I get all my news.
Online anytime at talk1370.com.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for education and entertainment, mostly entertainment. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And that is the Home Team 512. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes to help you finance your American dream.
I don't know whether we entertain ourselves. I don't know. I mean,
well, you know, yeah, I mean, I
always have fun. This is a fun thing to do.
You know, and it's a good thing because this segment right here is it's very beneficial, in my opinion, if you're interested.
Shouldn't be a lot of people be stressed out right now. I mean, the stock market just went down 900 points in one day.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, it's like 3,000 points in a week or something. Right. I mean, it's horrible, and the world's crashing, right. And oh my God, you should sell everything before you lose it all. And that is the standard mentality of this. And so the difference between...
I just got a little stressed with that little acting you did there. It was good.
But the difference between those that understand money and those that don't is that when that's happening, mm-hmm. people that understand money are looking to time the market to buy something cheap.
That's when you had that cash you're sitting on, you put it in there.
Yeah, yeah. And so
you should have liquid cash sitting around then.
If you can, you know, yes. I mean, now, you know, this is for everyone. So some people, you know, some people's finances are better shaped than others.
Sure.
You know, but you should always, no matter what, you need to live on the amount to where you can save 20% of your net and never touch it.
So if you're striving to actually make some mm-hmm. Generational income, then once you get your house, mm-hmm. And then you put your stuff into your IRA, mm-hmm.
yep.
and then you have your $1,000, I've been listening,
yep.
$1,000 in your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then you start investing some stocks.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you do that, you should have some because you're going to prepare for this day.
Yeah, there's opportunities.
You know, so once it goes down 900 points, that's when you take that cash you've been sitting on and you do what?
You invested in your stocks because the stock that was just a week ago was worth, let's just say, $50 is now $45.
If you do that, so, you're happy when it goes down.
Yes, and so you buy that, and when it goes back up to $50, you've made more money. It's called buying in the dip. Now, the thing is that, you know, every money person that works with you will always tell you cannot ever time the market and don't try because it'll stress you out and things like that. And so the most time-tested, proven way to increase your financial worth is what we call dollar cost averaging. Okay, because the market goes up, it comes down, it goes up, it comes down, but it's always on just a little bit of an angle up, typically around 6%. You know, people say 7, 8, things like that. But to be safe, let's just say it's always on a 6% incline. But on that incline, there's a 12% jump, a 14% fall. You know, it's just a zigzag up and
down. We're talking about NASDAQ, Dow?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, just in general, the stock market in general. You know, everything, inflation is, you know, things like that. Just so everything has kind of that angle up with zigzags all the way up. So you can never really time that perfect up and down, and it stresses a lot of people out. And some people, when they do it and they go wrong, then all of a sudden they freak out and they pull their money out and it becomes bad. So what we do is the best way to do this is called the dollar cost averaging. Now, historically, the best time every single month to purchase stocks is between the 10th and the 15th. I don't know why, but that's the when they are historically, they have a fall. Okay. So what you want to do is between the 10th and the 15th of every single month, you want to invest the same amount in whatever stocks. Now, if you followed our plan, you purchased your house, you paid off your debt, you've got your, you know, $1,000 savings, and now you've picked yourself 4 or 5 stocks and you're investing in them. And so you take, you know, your $300, $400, $500 and you disperse it between the number of stocks that you purchased and you put it in that every single month, the same amount. And you just, it's there. Once it goes into that account, you can never pull it back out until retirement.
And even if you think it's going to be bad, you do it every time.
Every single time. No matter what, you never pull out. You just, you know.
That's where the average comes in.
Yes, and that's the average because some months it's going to cost more and some months it's going to cost less, but your average is always going to incline about a 6%. Plain and simple.
Makes sense.
And that's how you do it. It's literally that simple.
Now, if you want to get stressed out all year long, you might be able to gain 9%.
Yeah, right? you know.
But your hair is going to fall out. You might have some ulcers. But you're saying it's a lot easier process.
Yes.
And a lot easier on you. You can actually calculate how much you can make for the most part because there are, you know, downturns.
Yeah.
But it's generally 6%. And if you stay to this program, you'll more than likely have 6% gain on your money at the end of the year.
Every year. And over and over and over. And then when it's time to retire, you retire. What happens is two things. One, most people don't have the discipline to do it every single month. They just don't have the discipline.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and so to help you be disciplined in that, if you work for a company, have it auto done. Have your company pay it, or have you as soon, like if you're paid every time on the 15th or whatever, it automatically pulls out on that day so that you don't have a chance to do something else with it. Pay yourself first. Robert Kiyosaki's biggest statement that has stuck with me forever was pay yourself first.
Makes
because
sense.
He says, if you pay yourself first, you'll figure out how to get groceries.
Yeah.
If you pay yourself first, you'll figure out how to pay the electric bill.
Right.
He goes, but if you don't pay yourself first.
And what do you mean by pay yourself first?
Put it in a savings account.
Put it in a savings account.
Put it in a stock account. Put it somewhere where you cannot access it. You pay yourself, your future self, your retiring self.
There you go, future self.
You pay your retiring self is the first bill every
single. Not your vacationing self. you don't pay that self. You pay the guy that's in the future.
Yeah,
because you know you think about it. You know, cause I'll pay myself, and I'm going to Hawaii. That's where I'm going.
So
I'm playing.
But Two and a Half Men was one of my favorite shows, and he used to call it Old Alan.
Old Alan.
I'm saving for Old Alan.
I'm Old Wyatt now, so I don't know what am I saving for now? The older Wyatt?
Yeah, the older Wyatt. yes. You know, Robert Kiyosaki, big fan of his. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad's a great book if you haven't read one. Great book.
And let me add to that. I mean, obviously, a lot of people, you know, can't do it or don't have the if you have a goal and you know what you're saving for, that kind of helps out. So it starts, everything starts with a goal.
Yeah. You know, the big word in the self-help world is goal. Your why.
Your why.
Why are you doing this?
I do like that though.
You
know, the why? Yeah. Why? What's never, your why?
You don't like that? I'd have never been able to attach to that.
Motivates me.
Yes. But I'm saying, so find your why. My why is, I don't know. It's just, I view it as a competition and I look and the bigger it gets, the better I am.
But you want to be retired at a certain age.
Yes.
And that's what, a couple years?
So,
right?
Yeah. So we're having discussions on this and, you know, I'm 55. Wife wants me to retire later because she's younger than me and she wants, you know, she doesn't want me to retire before her.
Right. You should though.
So yeah.
That's her fault.
Right. Yeah.
She was born, you know, earlier.
Yeah. It's not my fault. She was born later. Yeah. That's her parents' fault.
Yeah. It's not your fault.
You know, so, but you know, everybody has their thing, you know, and so they call it find your why.
Okay.
And you know, but you need something, but the most important thing in this is to pay yourself first. Before you do anything else, and it made sense when I read it. It's like, because you will figure out how to pay your electric bill. You'll figure out how to Yeah, to pay your groceries. Right. You know, so pop that money off, put it in your side, dollar cost average in your stocks where you can't get it. And then as you get older, your income, your experience level increases. So therefore your net income increases and things like that. And you start to have excess. Then you want to look at dips. They call buying in the dip.
But at the same time, there's people, you know, our age that are, they're going to be, and their income's not going to increase. You know, they're on the smooth slide down to maybe to, you know, retiring. So
not that old.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But you know, a lot of people retire at 60, 62.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is ways to get around with the income you have currently, too.
Absolutely.
And we've talked about that as, you know, kind of, you know, tighten up the bootstrings and start saving some money and be a little bit more cautious and change some things. We went through how many different, 20,
we went,
was it 21? 20?
20? We went through Dave Ramsey's 20 steps. And, you know, and if you did them all up, you're saving like $3,000 a month.
So you can do that.
Yeah.
You can still do it.
Yeah. And, there's always more than one piece of the equation,
right?
You know, and input income is one, output expenses is another,
right?
And so, you know, if you can't increase your input, then you have to decrease your output,
right?
So, you know, the heater at 77 degrees in the winter and 68 in the summer, you know, you could probably save $600 or $700 a year just by adjusting how you work your air conditioning system.
We've talked that one out. You know what? $600 is worth it to me. That's one of those things.
Right. You know, and everybody has their thing. Everybody has their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so it's like,
it'd have to be somewhere else for me.
Well, one of the things is that, you know, my mom and stepdad had a deal and I had to kind of go help them and, you know, take care of their finances for a while they had their, you know, medical issues and stuff going on. And one of the things on there was cut off these auto pays. You know, because you got to think they're older than me, so they've just got a lifetime of auto pays.
You just don't realize.
You know, and it's like $600 or $700 of, you know, $19 here, $20
stuff
there.
That stuff you're not using.
They don't even have logins to Netflix.
So yeah, they're like, right? All the kids are using them, right?
You know, but the kids all have their own account. So it's just an account.
So it's just an account they're not using.
Yeah, so one of the grandkids was like, well, I mean, I was just using theirs when I was here. I'm like, well, you have your own account. You don't
just
need theirs.
There.
He's like, really? I can do that?
Yeah.
You know, and so those are the things.
And that's $19. And how long have you been paying all that?
Oh, yeah. And they don't even know the logins. I mean, they didn't even know how to cancel it.
And that's a big thing. Well, that's the reason why they do those auto pays. Yeah. And that's why, you know, that's built in that way. That marketing was done that way for a reason.
Exactly. And those are the things, you know. And like I said, you can always reduce that output somewhere.
Right.
You know, the biggest one, and don't get me wrong, I love my coffee. But, you know, we bought a nice $100 coffee machine at the office that frosts up the milk and, you know, does coffee
just
shots.
$100. She spent $2,000 on
that. Yeah. You know, and now people from the office all come in and we have a little barista set up at the office.
That's
and
nice.
They come in, they sit and talk, and we have nice, you know, frothy coffee and stuff like that. And then they don't have to spend $5 to $9 a cup of coffee.
Right.
You know, things like that. You
know,
you can make that money up fast.
I like coffee, but not a $9 coffee. Never have.
You know, during the Christmas season.
Little something, something in it.
Yeah, during the Christmas season, I like to get me, you know, one. But I just, you know, but again, you know, I accept that as a reduction in my savings.
Sure.
And everyone needs to look at it that way, is that, you know, when you're doing these things, it's a reduction in your savings.
Right.
You have to decide what's more important.
Right.
A nice cup of coffee or, you know, what did we figure out? $1,200 into your retirement account.
Yeah. crazy.
And that's
more
the difference.
That's 2,000 for some people.
Yeah, so it's very important, you know the success, the wheel of success as far as for financial is that you purchase the house, you get debt free. You got $1,000 in your savings account. You get debt free and then you start investing. Right? That's what you need to do. You have to do that. And so you have to reduce your expenses and do everything you can to increase your income.
So now what kind of, who can they go out to help them out with this? Because, you know, sometimes this gets overwhelming.
Well, just give me a call. You just reach out to me. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. Just reach out to me and I will do what I can to kind of get you in the right direction because I have helped many people before.
Okay.
If you have any questions, it's loansfromtroy.com. You can give me a call at 855-299-HOME or you can even reach out to me on the Facebook and we'll see you in just a minute.
Talk 13-7, The Right Choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, especially after this segment, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
Well, that was a lot more somber of an intro than the rest of them.
Because I know what we're about to talk about.
That was a very somber. You've been still like lively the other ones. This one's like, here we are, the next segment.
You know, it's when your love is kicking you in the teeth, it's just hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard.
And we're talking about the...
you know, it's like, this will relate in Austin. You know, you have that dog, that puppy that you love and you hug and but you're in the potty train and you come home and it's just... torn everything up.
Right.
You know, but you love him.
But you still love him.
But
he's tearing up your life.
And you know, pee everywhere and all this. It's that is the University of Texas football program in 2020 to me. It is the puppy that has destroyed my house every day.
That's been like that the last 10 years. You should be getting used to it.
The difference was
you had more hope.
I truly had hope this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that the Ash experiment would be a little bit longer,
right?
Because of the pandemic, the lack of, you know, spring and all that sort of. So I knew it was going to take a few weeks to kind of really get that rolling, but the offense was so experienced, and nothing changed other than the guy calling the plays.
Right,
it's the same. Everything.
Sure.
So I expected that to be better, and I expected it to be more consistent, and it's just not been that way, and it's very sad.
Well, you know what's the sad part is what we were saying all along. They were building something,
mm-hmm.
but they had to have a quasi-winning season mm-hmm. to keep it because what happens when you have a losing season? You have all these recruits come. That's what start happening, and it's happening.
You know, oh yeah, and you know it's funny.
They're dropping like flies.
You know, the Longhorns may have lost probably one of the highest ranked recruits in the history of recruits.
Out of all the recruits ever?
Ever. Ever. Like,
really?
They're comparing him to the rankings of Vince Young as in, like, more.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, so that's very painful. And that's going to – that hurts – you know, but the thing is that hurts the fan base more than the football team. Because, you know, the football team right now, they don't see an incoming freshman in 2 years as any sort of thing, right?
You don't think the football team does?
No. The players don't.
Because
they're thinking about this year. They're thinking about next, you know, maybe next year. This kid isn't even going to commit till the end of next year.
No.
So nobody on this team really.
Players are not. I can see that.
Fans feel it more because we're invested in this program month in, month out,
out. You literally are, though.
Yes.
You're in the Texas Texas, so you're actually paying money for this.
They won't give you money back, by the way. I've asked.
Oh, really? You said that? Hey, man, you should be able to write a contract.
Yeah.
A winning contract,
it's
right?
It's like, look,
right?
It's 7-5, or we start proportionally bringing money back.
That's just correct. Or I get some discounts at concessions or something.
You know, and so the fans are taking this very hard right now. And I'm totally.
By fans, you mean you.
I
just say it.
I've been doing this long enough. When I'm talking about following recruiting, that it doesn't affect me like it does most fans because, you know, I've seen the ebb and flow. I've seen that the last time we lost a quarterback of this caliber was Ryan Perilou.
Who's that?
Exactly. You know, and he's, I think, in prison in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
You know, so. I'm not. I think
that's horrible.
I'm just saying. But you know, so The thing is that you never know. I just remember, you know, in the beginning, it just, but the more I've seen as you watch the careers, the loss, you know, they used to call it the Mack Brown curse because, you know, whoever decommitted from the UT just had a horrible seasons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what matters is the product on the field and the way they gel together. Because Joe Burrow was not a highly ranked quarterback.
No.
I mean, Tom Herman had to fight to get, you know, Urban Meyer to bring him on the team.
Right.
You know, and look at him, you know, so.
You never know.
So
but at the same time, you have to think about your Alabamas.
Correct.
So, and your Alabamas traditionally have backup upon backup upon backup. And if you're going to build a franchise, it is a big deal. It's a big deal when you lose these recruits.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you're having a positive spin on it.
You know, but it's not a good thing. No, it's a lot easier to strike gold when you're having a bunch of 5-stars and 4-stars digging for it than it is 3 and 4-stars.
I love how you're spinning this positive future story quilt over there. But you know, I'm just saying, Texas Longhorns need to step up here quickly in the last of the season before they lose more. And they actually have an opportunity to gain either him back.
Yeah.
Or gain some other ones back. But they have to do it.
And they have to win. They have to win.
They've got some tough teams, you know, tough games out
there. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, all their cupcakes are gone. Well, okay. So there's one.
They still got OSU.
Yeah.
They're solid.
Yeah. And that's actually the best team in the division this year. Yes.
Although they're on a decline a little bit, but they're still a good team.
They lost to Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Oklahoma State's a good football team.
Oh, they're no joke. Yeah. it'll be an interesting last of the year, and I'm rooting, you know, for them to step up and do it as the Longhorns usually will. In some cases, you know, they pull through in that pride, and they got a good offense right now. Defense needs to come back and give that offense a little bit more of a boost. I think they're going to win a majority of the remainder games.
We will see. So if they go 3-2, they'll be 6-4. Is that a good season in a 10 deal? I don't know. You know.
6-4, I mean, not as much as those coaches are making.
You know, but, you know, is that, I don't know. I don't know. Is that a good one? I don't know.
How about the Maggies?
You know, and that's what makes it even worse, you know, because it's one of those things where, like, you know, you come back for family reunion, get everybody together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and your little brother's there, and he's talking about how great everything's going, and you're happy for him.
Yeah.
Because he's your little brother, but then you're also kind of like,
yeah, man.
But you're my little brother.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing better than me. And it makes me feel bad, you know?
Well, you know what?
And that's kind of where I am with the Aggies. I'm like, I'm kind of, part of me's kind of like, you know, hey, you know.
You thought they were the little brother.
But they are the little brother.
No, come on now. They obviously
only
not.
An Aggie would not say that.
They become now, hey, even little brothers.
Once every 15 years doesn't make them a team. Once every 15 years doesn't make them a team.
You know, honestly, and this is, if you reverse back, Longhorns, I call it the Longhorn Network curse.
Yeah.
And ever since then.
72-38.
Yeah. Longhorn Network.
We'll just move on after that. Yeah. So we'll just talk positive about them. So, no, but they have, and it's the greatest year for them because LSU's down, Auburn's down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so basically, they've already lost to Bama. They beat the toughest team on their schedule.
Yeah.
And when it was Florida. At home, and they had 60 something thousand in there, like,
and COVID, what?
Yeah,
what's COVID?
You know, but so now they have Arkansas, South Carolina, so they could really roll out of this 5-1
right
before they play another quality team.
And LSU is starting to kind of get their.
And I'm not saying that against their team, I'm just
LSU
saying
looks
this is a great year, everything's set up for them. Because
now like LSU they look good.
LSU's gaining, but LSU's still young.
Switch the quarterback,
and they go to A&M.
Right.
So you know, so they get a young. Now it's the end of the season, so LSU will be as experienced as they're gonna be. But they get them at home, so that helps too.
Yeah, but they're not gonna have that. You know, like I said, that normal Kyle filled. Crowd. That Kyle filled crowd does change things.
Yeah, it does. Well,
full capacity.
Yeah, full capacity crowd changes things pretty much everywhere. Yeah, it really does. You know, but. Theoretically, I mean, they're looking at an 8-2, maybe 7-3.
I'm thinking 8-2.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Georgia and LSU. Those are the two.
I think they got Georgia and LSU.
Yeah,
I think they have.
We're going to see.
I think they might go out and win the rest of them.
Yeah, we're going to see. Like I said, well, if you say that, then they're 9-1. If they beat Georgia and LSU,
I think they're going to.
I just don't see them beating Georgia.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. I just don't think their offense plays well against that defense. That defense.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, but we'll see. I mean, it's open.
But if they don't,
there's always
Texas Aggie, Texas Longhorn bowl game. would be the best Thanksgiving ever.
Well, it would be nice, but you know as well as I do. I mean, they had their chance, and they went, and they were much better than Longhorns, and they walked away. So
yeah,
so
that's an SEC thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that won't happen. I mean, until it matters.
Well, I think that you think the Longhorns are going to pull off a couple more wins.
I don't know. Let's talk about the Aggies.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
You know, so the nice thing about it is that I saw immense improvement in the defense.
Yep.
And just immense. So I do believe 100% that Ash is an excellent defensive coordinator, and I believe his style will work well in the Big 12. I just think that he hasn't had a chance to implement, because I saw a strategic run to the ball that I haven't seen since Robinson was our defensive coordinator at that game last week. I mean, it was very impressed at how the defense moved, how they paid attention, the whole thing. They had two drives. They gave up two drives. That's it.
That's it.
The whole game. But we don't know enough about Baylor. But we do know Brewer's always done well. Brewer's always done well against the Longhorns. And right. So we've done really well.
Right. Sorry about that. I was looking up.
You know, it's funny when you look at clocks backwards. It's very confusing. I'm with you.
Yeah. No. So we're sitting here. We have a countdown clock, and I was looking back going, hey, man, we got like 2 seconds. Like, no, that's 2 minutes. So I'm dyslexic. And I was looking upside down.
Yeah. You know, you were raised an Aggie. It's okay.
You better hush your mouth on that.
See, that's the whole little brother thing we were talking about.
It is. And you have four flat tires right now.
So, but the question is, and here's the question that every Longhorn fan has to decide every single Saturday, is that are we going to allow Herman one more year if he loses three games? Or two games. If he loses two, he's going to lose. Let's say he's going to lose to Oklahoma State. He's going to lose to K-State. Okay, so those are in the bag.
I'm going to say it. I'm just going to confirm with it. He doesn't have it.
Yeah,
so he doesn't have it. He should have it by now. We did this too long with Strong.
Yeah, this is year four for Herman. Now Herman had a good season. His second season was good. Strong never had a winning record.
But I mean, he didn't have it.
Yeah,
I don't think he has it. And I hate to say it. And I wanted him, and I like him. Yeah. I actually like Strong too, but. Liking someone and them having it are two different things.
And here's the thing. Is the University of Texas fandom ready to sell their soul and bring Urban Meyer on as their head coach?
Do it.
That is the most polarizing thing going on right now. Oh. And the best part is that most of the games are on Fox and Urban is the announcer. So it's just dividing the whole thing. And we're going to leave you all with that for one whole week. And we'll pick that up next week. And so you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions, reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And we'll see you next week. And hook 'em horns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.